Wow, that was a first. We had some serious technical difficulties. And guess
Hey, good
what? I did
evening.
blow my top just a little, but we're on and we're here. How are you guys doing today?
Good
Welcome
evening,
back. We had a
everybody.
great little. Claire's on the phone with us. We had an amazing little break, but we're back. We're going to take you from here on out through Bridal Fashion Week to the beginning of the wedding season. We're very happy. We're very excited. My feet already hurt. Tonight we have an amazing show. It's one of our favorites. It's actually the official preferred vendor of Daysack Weddings, my wedding planning company here in New York. And she is my favorite wedding invite designer. What's the shishi boo boo name for it, Claire? What do you call it?
Boo
What do you call it?
boo.
When she's a luxury wedding invite designer, but she does a range of different things. I mean, this is the
Yes.
person I can call last minute and say, "Hey, I need place cards. Hey, I need table numbers." Not that you should piece it together like that. So we're going to get Gabby on the phone to help you guys out. And Gabby, are you there? Gabby, are you there? All right. So hopefully she's coming on with us soon. Gabby, are you there? All right. Hopefully she's coming on with us soon. We did have a little lag today, so we're just all catching up to what we were the broadcast. I don't know what happened, but we're here now. That's what's important. So when doing your invitations, you have to remember that I like to call it the stationary suite.
I love
I like to call it, I like to call it a suite because you have to order more than just one, correct? Like you want more. Gabby, are you there? You have to order more than just your invitations. You can't say, "Okay, I'm going to order my save the dates from this person. I'm going to order my invitations from another." You cannot do that. That's a mess. So, I'm sorry, guys. I am so distracted with these technical difficulties tonight. It's killing me.
It's okay.
It's really weird, but we're going to push through. All right.
So, you can't just piece it together. You want to do something like, and I think we have Gabby on the phone. Gabby, are you there? Okay, I guess she's not there. All right, moving on. So, you want to make sure you order more than just your invitations. You want to get something that I like to call the suite. You want to, okay, first of all, if you haven't done the guest list, just hang up now, go back and listen to that podcast. I mean, am I right or wrong? Definitely. They have to do it in that order so they can understand. But going back to what you said, Dana, with the suite, you want your invitations to be cohesive. You want your save the dates, your invitations, your thank you cards to all come from the same paper designer. So I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, you do want everything to be the same. You don't want to piece it together. I cannot stand seeing the save the date and then seeing the wedding invitation and then seeing the table number and the place card. They were all, pieced other places. I really don't like that. I believe we have Gabby's mic on, so whenever she wants to, she can just speak up. Maybe, I don't know what's going on. We are having some issues tonight. I mean, you know what? One monkey don't stop a show, though, so we're going to push on. I can't believe it. I really think that something's going on, Claire. You know, I always go through this.
Yes, but
We're
we're gonna
in
push
danger right here,
through
huh?
it,
What happened?
and it's gonna be a good show.
It definitely is. It always is. And guys, guess what? I was going to tell you what our new giveaway is, but I'm not going to do it now because we're going to wait because it's more important to hear from Gabby, and we're having a very short show because we had to force some more
Hello.
push-ups. And Gabby, are you there?
Oh,
Hey,
Gabby, can you hear me?
yes,
Yes.
now we can.
Yes. I'm in. How are you girls?
We are good. We are
Great.
good. So We're having a very short show today because we had some technical difficulties, but no worries.
Okay.
What we want to know is you need to tell us, L. New York, when should people order their invitations?
Okay, the timeline. This is something that almost every bride wants to fight me on, but when they listen, in retrospect, they're extremely happy with their decision. So we suggest that wedding invitations should be mailed out 3 months before your wedding date. That gives you a month and a half to let guests RSVP and then, you know, all the people that you have to follow up with that didn't RSVP. And then a month and a half to do seating, figure out menus, place cards, favors, all the last minute things. So wedding invitations should be mailed out 3 months in advance. How long before that do you have to order depends on how custom of a piece you really want.
That's great, because I always thought that it was like 4 months in advance, 5 months if you were getting something custom and very nice. That's great. So
mm-hmm.
only 3 months?
Well, no, 3 months before is the send out. It's the send out.
Okay, so
then,
3 months before you're actually mailing them out and anticipate getting them back for your RSVP.
Correct.
Okay.
Got it.
So that's for the turnaround, too. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because Claire and I, our mouths were just sitting open like, what? But you know what? Elle of New York knows because she is invites. So I have another question.
Sure.
When someone's ordering their invitations mm-hmm. for the first time, because they've already done their guest list, what should they order?
I always suggest to order about 15% extra, 15 to 20% extra.
Nice. 20% extra. And what should be in that suite? Do they just get envelopes and their wedding invites? Or what should they, what are the must-haves?
Okay, so you need a wedding invitation, you need an RSVP card, and you need a RSVP card envelope. Okay? And you need an outer envelope for all that to go in. But the add-ons are a reception card. If you're getting married at a different, if the ceremony is being hosted at a different place than your reception, okay, then you need what's called a reception card. If you are coordinating a guest stay, then you need an accommodations card. If you're picking out a hotel and you're asking your guests, you know, if they'd like to stay over, that's what goes on the accommodations card. Also, many brides get a custom direct. That means it's the directions to and from both the venue for the reception and the ceremony, and it matches all the other inserts that are in your wedding invitation.
That's great, because I noticed a lot of people will do a save the date from one company, then a wedding
mm-hmm.
invitation from another place, then,
mm-hmm.
you know, last minute they think, okay, table numbers and place cards and menus, and it's, it can get kind of messy.
Right. I always say that when you're thinking about what kind of wedding invitation you'd like, you should also be thinking about the big picture. So what do you want your tables to look like? What do you want your seating to look like? Does it matter to you if your menus on your table coordinate with your invitation? Some brides, it's not important to them. But a lot of brides, it is important to them, but they're not thinking about those details yet. They're waiting until the month before to then start thinking about those details.
That's true, but I want them to order it at the same time, Gabby.
That's what
I want
I
it all at the same time. I hate it
right.
when it's pieced together. I can tell the dye lot is different. Everything is different. I can see it. It haunts me.
Right.
I think
right. I know.
Cuts down on confusion too. You know,
and that month before, then you're scrambling and just trying to kind of find whatever you can.
Yes.
I don't like it. I want it all at the same time. But
me too.
I do
me
understand
too.
Because I have couples who are trying to pinch pennies and they say, okay, I'll get this later. And then you're still trying to match at the end. I mean, I think we've been through that together. At least
or
one.
You know what I see a lot? It's more that people want to do like a DIY and make it themselves, which is fantastic and completely fine. But then in the final moment, you don't have the time or the energy to actually go through with making it yourself. And then you have to settle for something based out of a time crunch rather than getting something that you actually want. So you need to be really realistic about how much time you have and how much time you want to devote to doing like DIY things for your wedding so that you're not stressing yourself out at the last moment.
Yes, that's a big stressor.
Yeah, it is. It is because you're waiting. You don't know if you're going to come in, and you don't have time for proofreading either on menus at that hour. Because if they're, you know, if your programs are ordered last minute and your menus are ordered last minute and something's wrong, I'm not putting it out.
Definitely, because your guests are going to see that.
Your guests are going to notice.
Yes.
Speaking of noticing, how do you feel about, I always think of the wedding invitation as being the door almost. It's almost a gate. I don't say it's the gate to the wedding. I believe that to touch it, to feel it, to smell it, it makes a big impression on the night that they're going to have coming to your wedding day. Can you tell our listeners and give them some guidance on so far as etiquette when it comes to their wedding invitations for that A-list, those A-listers, can you guide them through what pieces they should have? I know I said it before tonight, but I just want you to say it again so they have a clear, concise, tight, this is what you want to make sure you have in your wedding suite when your guest opens your wedding invitation for the first time.
Right. Well, really, the thing is you want to make sure that it's personal. You want to make sure, A, that you spelled your guest name correctly, and that if they have a significant other, you took the time to write their name rather than just writing and guest. That's something that doesn't cost any money, but it really makes an impact on the person who the invitation is going to. Second thing is you want to be really conscious of the weight of paper that you're using and the type of paper that you're using. So many brides pick out a gorgeous invitation but then want to skimp on the paperweight. And it just makes the invitation look cheap. Right? Have you seen that?
I can imagine, yes. I can't stand flimsy paper. It's annoying in an invite. I don't like it. And then the color, it's weird. The color doesn't even come out right. It kind of does this bleeding thing sometimes. You want to make sure you have the right paper, guys. Yeah.
Totally.
Today is a short show. I'm so upset it is because I really wanted to get into it. But I really wanted to say, how long should people allow time to address their invitations? Is there like a week, a month, how long should it take?
An hour.
They have the invitations, but how long should they plan just for addressing the invitations?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. That's exactly what I thought it was.
Yep.
That's 2 solid weeks. And guys, make sure that your rehearsal dinner invitations match your wedding invite. I know everybody wants to try every theme under the sun, but let's get it all in the same thing.
That's a good tip.
It's really cute that way. Yeah, it's really cute. I love it. Gabby, you're going to have to come back and talk to us about stationery in the party room.
Okay.
Maybe you can come back in June and help us out a bit with that.
I would love to. And so much
that you
to
need
say.
To do in the party room. I know, right? There's a lot needed in the party room that people don't realize. And you should definitely order it at the time. I mean, I understand people are afraid they don't have their menu, whatever, but you can put the order in. You can say, I'm going to need this, and this.
Correct.
You know? But, guys, I see we're timing out here. I don't want to cut off. So, Elle New York, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Claire.
Oh.
speak to you later. Guys, next week we start our Bridal Fashion Week coverage, and we are so excited. And
bye.
You know what? We're going to wait until next week to tell you guys this amazing giveaway we have. It is the best of all giveaways. We'll see you next week. Mm-hmm. Bye, guys.
Thanks for having us. Bye.
Bye. Have a great night.